Good morning. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check them out. Good morning. It is Tuesday. Actually, that pause was me thinking. It's Tuesday. I had to remind myself that I am working today, so it must be Tuesday, even though I did work yesterday. I mean, maybe it wasn't cutting hair. People tend to think, oh, you don't work very much. My mother-in-law always says that. You could work more. It's just that some of the things that I do don't make any money. But it's still working. I'm working at it. Podcasting. Running a network. Hanging out with podcasters. Trying to help out. Be there for other people. It's work. But, you know, whatever. How's everybody? Yeah, I don't even remember the last time I did a podcast. I'm sure I've done one since that whole shit went down in Washington. Ooh, that was crazy. I read this article this morning about that guy that was wearing that Buffalo Horns hat with the, you know, the red and blue face, no shirt. I mean, the guy looked actually kind of cool. Like, check that dude out. And if they got him, I guess they caught him. They're catching all these guys, right? Or guys and gals, whatever. And he's not eating because they won't serve him 100% organic food. And I was like, wow. Huh. Interesting. So we'll have to follow along, see how that works out. Hopefully the guy gives in or somebody gives in. I doubt the prison system's going to give in. I don't know. It's they've been interviewing these guys that have been getting caught, and they've been saying, oh, it was a big mistake. I don't know, maybe they should have thought some of this through prior to doing it, if that was going to be like, you know, a dietary restriction in federal prison that you need all organic food, you may have chosen to skip that protest. But whatever. Do you, people, do you? Whatever you got to do, do it. Yeah, so a lot of, interesting times. One of the things that I'm finding so interesting, and it's not a new revelation, but it's just how, like, I can be doing so, I can be having a decent day, have it kind of all figured out. Kind of got my pulse on, or my finger on the pulse of all the interesting kind of, you know, me kind of crap that goes on behind the scenes, and feel like, you know, I got a pretty good handle on it. And then I can have a day like yesterday where I was just incensed. I was infuriated. I was inconvenienced. I was completely bothered. And I talk about this stuff. I talk about, I'm not here to teach you. I'm here to remind me. If you can get something out of that, awesome. But this is a reminder for me, because this shit happens on a daily basis and it's real. I did a podcast with my buddy Sunborn yesterday, and we talked about, the difference between happiness and serenity. And In my journey for happiness, the shit that fucks up my serenity shows up as well. And it's always me not getting my way. It's always me being inconvenienced. It's always me working harder than anybody else. It's always me feeling like I'm doing everything and everybody's doing nothing. What happened on Sunday compared to Monday? Monday's my favorite day. One of the biggest things that fucking jerks my fucking trailer off the trail is driving. And same with my wife. Me and my wife, we hate to drive. I don't know. I mean, I like to drive. I don't mind driving. But I don't want to do, like, I'll drive to work. That's fine. If I need to stop on the way to work, that's fine. But any other path from the original path is annoying to me. It's like I get all stressed out. And yesterday was one of those days. You know, my son David, he's doing cross-country track with his friend. And his friend's mom has been driving. And granted, when this all started, I was like, hey, if you want to go join track, that's fine. I can't drive you. I just can't. I just don't have. And this isn't about me not liking to drive. This is really about me working. And track practice is like on every day that I'm working. That was something they were doing. Their other friend was doing it. They were the two friends' moms were going back and forth with taking them and stuff. And, you know, and I pitched in gas money and stuff. I donated to the cause, but I just can't, you know, I can't block out my book, on these certain days. So I couldn't do it. And we were all fine with that. Well, now that season's over. Now it's indoor track. And it's not even indoor. They're doing it outdoor, of course, because of COVID. COVID! But they're doing indoor track, and his mom texts me, and she's like, I can't do all this. I can't drive them every day. What can you do? And I really appreciate her, because she doesn't, like... I mean, how many people get aggravated by people that can't just get to the goddamn point? Tell me what you need. And she does. What are you going to be able to do as far as helping with this driving this year? I can't do all of it. I was like, uh-oh. Well, it turns out that there is practice on Monday. So, well, first I said, listen, I'm not sure that if they're going to be able to do track this year, because I'm just not available to drive. And I know I talked about hating to drive, but this has nothing to do with that. This is about working. But we finally figured out that on Mondays there is track practice. So on Mondays, it has been decided, and I have agreed, that I will take and pick up. Take and pick up. I'm like, that's really no big deal. I'll just go. I'll take them. And I'll just wait. So, you know, check that box off. Everybody's happy. The week comes around. And then I realized that my wife, who's balancing her job and, you know, picking up kids and stuff, has now, because of my schedule, now works late on Mondays. So that means I have to pick up my daughter. And I know this sounds simple, but it's these kind of things that fucking drive me crazy, you know? And I love all my kids, and I'm so grateful I can do all this stuff, but it's still an inconvenience. So I work. I go home. I drive to Alex's. I drive to Georgetown. I drive back down. I back to Georgetown, back to Rehoboth. I mean, it's all over the place. And I can't. I'm not even talking in the car. My son David's like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just so beside myself. And I know exactly the problem. I'm inconvenienced. This is an inconvenience for me. And I'm going through the list. You know, be grateful, man, you have a car. Be grateful you have a job. You can pay for your car. Be grateful that, you know, you're available. You're not in your addiction, and you're available to be there for your kids. That's what you always wanted. All of these wonderful things that are happening to me in my life, and all I can do is be hung up on the fact that I'm driving around. But I've surrendered to this before. I've surrendered. I'm like, listen, man, what else do you get to do? This is your job. This is what you do. You take care. You're there for your kids. You got a great car. You pay for it. You know, what's the problem? You know, you can listen to music and hang out. The car's comfortable. What is the problem? I've surrendered to this. But it doesn't mean that it's not going to possibly show up again. And it does. It's like Inconvenience didn't have a conversation. I mean, did we forget what we already talked about?
prettiest thing I've ever seen. She got the black, black hair, little black dress and a suit of hair. Little honey, she walk up to me, and we walk and we talk. We don't have no time to stop that day. To me, and that was the best damn day I got in my life. Ooh. My life. My life. So we walk and we talk. We don't have no time to stop that day.
That day was a wonderful day. Yesterday was wonderful. Oh my God. That he it just continued to grind on, and the misery, and you know, I'm talking to myself, all right, Tom. All right, let's pray about this. Let's do all the things that you talk about. So I started praying, dear Lord, I turn this over to you. This is just me being inconvenienced. I just need to recognize how lucky I am. Blah 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 blah. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. I'm just going through my prayers. You know, I'm just saying stuff out loud. I'm just calling it out. Tom, you're just being inconvenienced. You're being an asshole because, you know, you're not getting your way. And the other thing was that when I dropped the kids off in Georgetown, my wife reminded me I needed to run over to the store, which I was supposed to do earlier in the day, which I did not do. Because I was really tired too yesterday. I got up at 5:30 in the morning. I went for, I was supposed to run with Brian, but we miscommunicated. So I got up, I forced myself, I went for a run. And when I got done running, I came to the shop, did a couple podcasts, had a little meeting, and then I just was like exhausted. I was like, not exhausted, but I just wanted to go maybe take a little power nap. So I'm like, okay, all right. And then, of course, I'm like, if I can get home by this time, I can take a little, you know, I can rest for a bit. I wanted to watch Skip and Shannon on Undisputed to talk about the weekend in football, which was quite crazy. And so I had this whole little plan, and I thought if I can get home by this time, I can do a little of that, maybe nod off for a bit, jump up, take the kids. So I did all that, and then I'm like right in the middle of my nap, my wife's calling me, and I can hear my phone and my watch all blah, 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 blah. So I finally answered, hey, what you doing? I'm like, oh, napping. Am I bothering you? I'm like, oh, no, you're fine. She's like, well, did you go to the store? And I go, oh. I go, I'll take care of it. So now I'm super annoyed, right? So I run, I finally get up, grab David, grab Alex, run to Georgetown, run all the way back down 9, back towards Five Points, towards the store. Run all the way back to Georgetown. And when I say all the way, maybe 7 miles. 7, maybe 8 miles. I don't even know. 10 miles. Not that many. But the road is one of these roads that... they're a shit starter, man. These roads will start you some shit in your head. And right away, you know, there's a turning lane. It's called Five Points, where all the traffic kind of merges together and people go certain directions. And at one point, to go west, I guess, down 9, you know, it's two lanes. One, the right lane is for going straight and the left lane is for going left. And we, you know, we get the arrow, we cross the intersection, and the person in the left lane, I'm in the right lane, I'm trying to follow directions because I don't want to be that guy. But of course, this car in the left lane puts its blinker on once they get through the intersection, because the right side is always full of cars and the left side is never full of cars. So people get in the left side, cross the intersection, and then you know, dash over to the right and skip waiting with all the people. I see what they're doing. I'm on to you. So this lady does that, crosses over, and then puts her blinker on and wants to get in. And I'm like, bitch. No. But she's fucking persistent. And I'm with the kids, and I'm like, God, is this the time to be a total asshole? Not really. So I finally let her in. Well, I shouldn't say her. I don't know who it was. I just finally let the person in. And of course, she's that lady that drives 47 miles, or that person that drives 47 miles an hour down, maybe even 45 miles an hour, west on 9. And oh, I was incensed. I was like going crazy in my head. Inside, I'm like, be cool, man. Be cool. Everything's fine. And so I guess the whole point of the story really is that we're never safe. We're never safe from us. I will tell you that as I started checking off, like once I got, you know, once we got on the road and I got Alex and we got to Georgetown, I checked that off. The nuttiness started to fade a little bit. And as I worked through my series of things that I needed to do, by the time I went back and picked them up, by the time I went and got my daughter, I was fine. I was fine. That's another thing that I need to pay attention to is, you know, if some series of events that I have to do, some series of tasks that I need to do, I'm probably going to be the most inconvenienced, the most annoyed early into this project. But, you know, as you work through it, recognize, you know, I need to recognize, and that's what I did. I'm like, well, okay, I'm starting to feel better. I don't know if it's the prayers or just checking these tasks off my to-do list. But it does get better. Tune in. Things get better. And that's kind of how it worked. So I guess the point is that it's not always. Sometimes I guess I just have to fucking be kind of grumpy. And that's unfortunate. But at least I can recognize it. You know, there have been times in my life where I would be like, this sucks and I don't know why and I don't care. Actually, to consider to take in a look towards myself and try to figure out what my problem is was unheard of, right? I mean, when I was deep in my addiction, I didn't go, geez, Tom, what's your problem? You know, I never really considered that. I never thought about that because not managing that stuff, I mean, what's it going to get worse? Am I going to be more of an addict? I don't think so. So just the fact that, you know, yeah, I start trying to figure out, trying to identify. What is the phrase? You, when you're pointing at someone, three or four fingers are pointing back at you. I am always the problem. You know, I had a big conversation with my friend Tiffy. And, you know, we've been working things out. I mean, her and I are always good, but she has a life. I have a life. I have an opinion. She has an opinion. Things happen in a series, in a timeline, and, you know, I've got her timeline, I got my timeline. And I talked about trying to be, you know, a better listener. And then we had a podcast, and, well, we actually were supposed to podcast, but we ended up having a conversation because she, you know, she's still going through some struggles. But I think she's getting better. But we've been talking about it. You know, we talked about, you know, and this is what's really been working for me lately is that I have to start making some lists, some paper, putting some thoughts down on paper. You know, we build a network. We hired an intern. And we had interviewed interviewed an intern, and I really had no idea what the intern was going to do, when, where. We didn't know really anything. And he came in and we interviewed him, and then we ended up doing a podcast with him, a sports podcast, just you know, checking him out. And then he called or sent me a text a couple of days later. He said, you know, I chose to go to this other radio station down in Rehoboth. And I was like, oh, because I was looking forward to trying to get somebody to help, you know, with some of the stuff that we're trying to do here. But, you know, I had to take a hard, honest look at it and realize that we didn't really have anything in place. I mean, oh, we might try to do this and we might try to do that. So I was like, that ain't going to work. So all of a sudden, then I get another email. Another intern wants to come interview with us. So I'm like, okay. And I sat down with my buddy Carlos, and we just started putting down. He said, listen, man, put stuff down on paper and I'll help you. I'm not going to do it all for you. But if you start putting your thoughts, I can come in and fine tune. And, you know, he's a smart guy. He goes, I'll fine tune it and we'll get it all together and we'll start putting some stuff in place so that when we have an interview with somebody, we have an agenda and a plan. And of course, this guy comes in and I spend a couple days working on this agenda, writing down just thoughts, right? Just thoughts. I mean, I'm not good at that. Actually, I'm not bad at it. I just don't do it. I'm too freaking lazy. But I sat down and I started writing ideas, and then he came in and then kind of polished it up a bit. And then I did the interview with Cody and sat down, went through the agenda and went through the ideas and different things that we're looking for him to do. And he was like, yeah, this sounds great. And decided to come work here. So it was beneficial to have that stuff written down. And, you know, talking to my friend, I was like, you know, put some thoughts down on paper. You know, what's important, what's not important, what are you afraid of, what are you not afraid of? You know, we'll make decisions. I will make decisions in my life because I'm afraid of certain things, but I'm so embarrassed to admit that I'm afraid of those things that I'll act like it's for other reasons. I think we all probably do that. I doubt I'm unique at this, but when I start putting down, listen, this is what this is. This is what this is. At least I have an understanding, because when I'm not bullshitting myself, but not always being honest with myself, I get confused and I don't know where to, you know, I don't know what to be upset about, what to be, say positive about, feel positive about. So writing down things and trying to get a list, it's very helpful. You know, it's all, I think that's why we do a four-step. You know, we write that stuff down. What is it? What causes it? Da-di-da-di-da. You know, you start to understand. Because if you don't write it down, it's a mystery. And we fill in the details. And that's not good. It's not good for us. And we talked about, you know, the art of listening. And you know, I love to think that, you know, words are powerful. You know, words can hurt. Words can make people happy. You know, words can kill. Words can save. You know, words are very powerful. But sometimes I'm not sure that we realize how powerful the silence is, too. Almost more powerful. Especially when a person like myself isn't comfortable with it. You know, my friend Matt, you know, he was that guy. You know, I would go over to his house and he would, you know, when I first asked him to be my sponsor, I would go over and I just wanted to please him, right? I just wanted to, you know, drop some deep conversation or some cool thoughts or something. Oh, I read something and I just wanted to tell him about it, and he'd be like, oh, wow, it's great. It's great. I was just wanting to please through words. And I would go over and I'd be like, hey, man, how's it going? I'd be like, hey, how's it going? He'd be like, good. just sat there in silence. And early in my recovery, I'd be like, oh, cool, man. Well, yeah, it's a beautiful day, right? How you feeling? Going outside? You've been out running? Been out doing something? How's the restaurants? And he would have this look to him like, good, man. You know, like, aren't you cool with silence? You know, this kind of guy, you know. How's life, man? Life's good, man. Whatever, it's what you do with it. And I was so uncomfortable. I would be like, you know, leave me in silence, and I fill the silence in with Tom, right? My fears, my worries. How am I going to solve the problems? How am I going to please thee? And it's a mess. And I remember when before he died, I would go over and be like, hey, man, what's going on? I'd be like, not much, man. But then it would be like, how long can I stay silent? I'm still thinking about like, all right, here, okay, here's my chance. Silence. Just hold my breath. Okay, yeah, I read a cool article. You know, it's like, you know, you get better at it. And then you got to find, you know, a place to come back to, right? Because you're not just, you like talking, or I like to learn things. I like to have a nice conversation. I don't need to be tested every time I have a conversation with somebody. But it is, it was a great experience. I learned a lot from that silence. And, it's funny when you have a conversation with somebody and you practice silence. It's amazing how a person will just keep filling in more information, more information. It's like they can't stand the silence. Let me spill out more information, and you're like, but the so yeah, the silence. Sorry, I got a text. I was looking at it. Anyway, listen. Have a great day. I hope everyone's doing well. Oh, shit, I didn't even do a reading. Let me do a quick reading. Oh, boy. Let's see if I can do a quick reading. All right. What is tomorrow? Today's the 12th. Oh, accepting our present circumstances. All right. This looks a little long, but we'll get into it. Here we go. Our first problem is to accept our present circumstances as they are, ourselves as we are, and then people about us as they... Goddamn phone ringing. Jesus, Lord. All right, I got to start over. All right, here we go. Our first problem is to accept our present circumstances as they are, ourselves as we are, and the people about us as they are. This is to adopt a realistic humility without which no genuine advance can even begin. Again and again, we shall need to return to that unflattering point of departure. This is an exercise in acceptance that we can profitably practice every day of our lives, provided we strenuously avoid turning these realistic surveys of the facts of life into unrealistic alibis for a path apathy or defeatism. They can be the sure foundation upon which increased emotional health and therefore spiritual progress can be built. You'll have to go back and read that. I don't know what it said. When I'm available, well, let's see. When I'm having difficult time accepting people, places, or events, I turn to the passage and it relieves me of many of the underlying fear regarding others or situations life presents me. The thought allows me to be human and be not perfect and to regain my peace of mind. Yeah. Well, I think that it's all acceptance. I mean, you know, that is to me the key to all of this. Acceptance, surrender, humility, the opposite of what self wants. You know, and that's what I had to do yesterday. I had to slowly accept the fact that this is what I was doing for the day. And the worst part is, out of all of that is I really had nothing else better to do.
How many of you guys feel that today is a wonderful day? Well, let's take that attitude to the rest of the evening and into tomorrow. We appreciate you guys being here tonight.